This is Akashwani, the news read by Hagiani. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has termed the attack on a Hindu temple in Canada as deeply concerning. In a joint press conference with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong at Canberra this morning, Dr. Jaishankar expressed concern that political space is being given to extremist forces in Canada. On being asked about the attacks on Hindu temples in Canberra, the Australian Foreign Minister called the attacks as upsetting for the Indian community. She said all Australians, regardless of their faith and culture, are entitled to be safe and they are entitled to be respected. The press conference was being held after Dr. Jaishankar participated in the 15th India-Australia Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue with Ms. Wong in Canberra today. President Draupadi Murmu today said India is the blessed land of Dhamma and in every age there have been great masters and mystics. Addressing the gathering of the first Asian Buddhist summit in New Delhi this morning, the president said the Buddha holds a unique place among these pathfinders. The president said today when the world is facing an existential crisis on many fronts, the Buddhist community has much to offer to humankind. The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with the International Buddhist Confederation, is organizing the two-day summit. In Jharkhand, campaigning has intensified in those areas where the first phase of polling is scheduled to be held on the 13th of this month. While addressing election meeting at Domchachi in Kodarma, UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath accused Chief Minister Hemant Soren of ruining the state and said that election is the right time to uproot the corrupt government. The Supreme Court today upheld the constitutional validity of the Uttar Pradesh Board of Madrasa Education Act 2004. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Misra gave the verdict against the Allahabad High Court's March 22 judgment that declared the act as unconstitutional and violative of the principles of secularism. The apex court said the statute can be struck down if a state lacks legislative competence. The ruling means that madrasas would continue to function in Uttar Pradesh with the state regulating the education standards. In another decision today, the Supreme Court held in a majority ruling that not all private properties are part of the material resources of the community and that the state must redistribute under Article 39B of the Constitution. However, it noted that some private properties could fall under this category if they are significant and serve the community. The Centre has released the 15th Finance Commission grants during the financial year 2024-25 for the rural local bodies of Haryana, Tripura and Mizoram. Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies of Haryana have been given untied grants amounting to nearly 195 crore rupees as part of the first instalment. The government has taken a series of steps to stabilize the prices of essential food items while also ensuring fair price to the farmers. In this series, Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi today launched the Phase 2 of Bharat Brand Rice and Atta today in New Delhi. Bharat Brand Atta is available at the price of 30 rupees per kilogram and Bharat Brand Rice can be bought at 34 rupees per kilogram. While addressing the media after the launch, Mr. Joshi said that this is an important step among a series of steps taken by the government for the welfare of ordinary consumers. Niti Aayog member Dr. Vinod K. Paul today said that artificial intelligence brings in precision and approach to various clinical conditions in the healthcare sector. He said this during the FICCI's 18th Annual Healthcare Conference, FICCI Health 2024. Speaking about the theme, Dr. Paul said that the health outcomes and services of the country should be at a level with the developed countries. In the United States, today is election day with Republican president candidate Donald Trump and Democratic candidate Kamala Harris vying to become the next president. The polls are scheduled to open at 10 GMT. Mrs. Trump ended his campaign with a speech in Michigan. Mr. Trump vowed to seal the border and has proposed tax cuts worth trillions. On the other hand, Ms. Harris wrapped up in another swing state, Pennsylvania. She has advocated for abortion rights and pledged to lower food and housing costs for working families. With 538 electoral college votes up for grabs, the candidate who secures 270 will win. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.